You're listening to the Rubbish Trip Podcast. Two no waste nomads talk trash with people in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
In the secluded Coromandel beach town of Whangamata rests a humble, peaceful, and delicious space tucked away off the main street. This space, Inspire Wellness, is part cafe and store and part yoga studio that provides many valuable services to the community. On top of the yoga and kirtan sessions and a truly delicious range of plant-based organic kai, Inspire Wellness offers a great selection of organic bulk foods and produce. But these goods aren't as you might find them in other similarly small organic stores around the country. In mid-2017, Inspire Wellness decided to remove all their packaged goods and switch to offering bulk food options only. This meant no more shelves, making more space for live music and other gigs, and no more single-use plastic packaging. We sat down with Inspire Wellness co-owners Jay and Carrie to talk about the lovely, serene space they have created in Whangamata and their bold action to reduce the waste passing through their doors. Thanks for having us in your home. It's nice to be here with Carrie and Jay from Inspire Wellness.
And Meow the Cat.
And Meow Meow the Cat. So we wanted to just ask you about Inspire Wellness. What is it? What was your intention with it? And what do you do there?
Our intention, I guess, was to create an organic cafe, shop and yoga studio for the community in Whangamata. To provide an inspired, healthy yoga lifestyle.
Yeah. Great, so you've got the studio right next to the cafe, operating at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, which works, actually, surprisingly. And people say that sometimes if they come out of Shavasana and they can hear the coffee machine on, it's not a problem. It's worked well so far.
And why did you decide to set up something like Inspire Wellness in Whangamata?
Because we felt like it was sort of something that was missing in the community. Mm-hmm. There had been a couple of organic shops previously, just solely organic shops, and they hadn't really lasted very long. And just talking to other locals, we realised after a while we were ordering in our produce and buying our organics out of town, and realised that other people we bumped into said, oh, we're doing the same thing. So we're all driving out of town to buy organic produce and organic products, and I thought, well, we've got the studio, we've got the space, why don't we create an organic shop and just supply locals?
And there was also nowhere, we'd also go out of town so that we could go and find something yummy to eat.
Yeah.
There was nowhere to get organic food or plant-based food in Whangamata at all. And there wasn't a community yoga space. So yeah, we decided to be the change that we wanted to see in our community.
At Inspire Wellness, you have the yoga studio, you've got the cafe, you've got the organic shop, you're organic and you're plant-based. How do you see all those things kind of working together? Do you see it as an integral kind of holistic whole to have all those different... Because it is, you know, different kaupapa, but it's all together. So there must be a reason you brought it all together.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to inspire wellness. We're trying to inspire the best lifestyle choices, I guess. So a lot of this is coming from yoga philosophy. So from the yoga teachings that we're trying to extend out into the cafe, into the shops, you know, principles of ahimsa, so non-violence. So that's non-violence towards ourselves, non-violence towards other living creatures, and non-violence towards the planet as well, and that means treading lightly.
Speaking of being the change, you've made some pretty big changes in your store recently. So do you want to just talk about those changes and they came about?
Yes, I guess the changes came about because we always intended to be as sustainable as we possibly could. And initially we didn't want any plastic wrapped products on our shelves in the organic shop, And unfortunately, from our suppliers, it's all we seem to be able to get and source. And people were generally not using the bulk bins that we were provided. So we also needed more seating because our evening events have been getting bigger and bigger. So we decided that it would be beneficial all round if we ditched the shelves, ditched the packaging.
Built some seating.
Built some extra seating. So Jay managed, all we had to buy was 7 hinges, and Jay managed to repurpose all of the shop shelves that were made originally from upcycled materials. And we created new seating, and now everything is going to be bring your own container, BYO, or we can supply a recycled paper bag, and we will endeavour to supply farmers with a good range of organic groceries and fresh produce when it's in season. Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. I mean, we've heard about packaging-free stores, but often when these stores open, they open with the intention from the outset of being packaging-free. So it's one thing to do that, but it's quite another thing to transition from being a store with packaging and then to get rid of all the shelves and all the packets and then transition towards packaging-free. I mean, were you nervous about it, or was there some apprehension? Or
not at all. I think we were quite disappointed that we had ended up with so much packaging on our shelves in the first place. It was never our intention to have that much packaging.
It's quite liberating getting rid of it, actually.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. We've been celebrating. Honest, yeah.
Yeah. We can accommodate more people now in the space that the shelves are in. It's now become a seating area for our open mic nights and our music nights and talks like yours, and we can get more people in there to sit down and enjoy the space. But
and people are bringing their glass jars and we're and supplying. Filling, yeah.
And they can just buy small quantities or large quantities and just... Yeah, we don't have to charge for the packaging, so they win, we succeed as a business as well. It's great.
And rather than filling shelves with products that we hope people will want to buy or impulse buy, we actually will just supply the things that people have an intention to buy. Well, that, I think we prefer that model, don't we? That whatever the customers ask for, then we will supply that rather than just filling shelves.
So you're open for people to come in, people from Whangamata, and say, oh, I really wish you stocked blah, 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 blah. And then you would bring that in a bulk option.
Absolutely. And we can normally get it next day delivery as well. So and as long as it's, you know, as long as we can source that as an organic product, then normally we like to bring new things in as well, because then we can start to incorporate them into the recipes that we're using in the cafe and keep things fresh. Yeah, it's good.
And a lot of the things that you do bring in are local, or as local as possible, right? And you support local producers.
Yes, absolutely. And we're getting more and more local as well. Actually, Whangamata growers, which is fantastic. Most of our growers were, I guess, local to the area, so from Thames and Tauranga, but now we're getting some
closer to home, more closer to Whangamata, as close as we can get, so there's minimal impact really from the supplier. And also finding not just for food and produce, but things that people can make for us as well, as far as the packaging goes, like I think we discussed today, like bags, reusable bags and things, and you know, local people put their hands up and say, I already make those, and so we can we can supply those now. Also things like beeswax wraps and things like that we can use for wrapping food, and instead of using cling films and things like that that people might use in their home, so we can sell those to people as well.
So providing a space where people can bring their crafts to, their innovations to sell.
You're an organic shop, an organic cafe, and you know, it seems like a natural fit for organics to go with packaging free, but often that actually isn't the case, and organic food, just like any other food, is often heavily packaged. And I wonder if you have any thoughts on why that is, or how we've sort of created this kind of cognitive dissonance that we want food to be kind of really pristine or whatever, but it's okay for it to come in packaging that's...
I could speak to that for a moment. I think It's the same with yoga. We're an organic yoga studio as well, so our mats are organic, our straps, bolsters, blankets are all made from organic fair trade cotton. So it's something that's really important to us, because when you're practicing yoga, why would you want to cover yourself in plastic, something plastic. That's, yeah, or something in fact that's covered in pesticides. But one of the first things that happened with the bulk bins is someone came in and said, well, could you just put them in bags on the shelves so that they're just ready to grab? And well, so we did that in paper bags, but actually, yeah, the answer's no. Just bring your container in, and then we'll supply it. But I think that's why. I think it's convenience, I guess. People just want to be able to grab something and go. But hopefully we'll be able to inspire some new habits for people that they can...
And from a supplier perspective, like our initial receipt of the product, I was a bit disappointed at the start that we were sourcing and finding these amazing products, and they'd turn up and we'd open the cardboard box and it would be a plastic bag with all this organic produce in it, or it would be bulk cashews or bulk almonds or bulk chia in its individual packets of plastic, and we're just trying to get away from that. So, you know, that's about also us, and what we're trying to do now is go back to our supplier and say, hey, there's got to be another way to do this. Like, can we not do that? Can we send you a container and you fill it up and send it back?
Mm-hmm.
Or can, you know, is there a way around us not having to put your beautiful product into a terrible petrochemical one-time use bag? Please. And thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because I think, you know, as consumers, we have conversations with shopkeepers and we kind of put pressure that way, and you know, often that is taken up, and it's kind of heartening to know that shopkeepers are then doing that with their suppliers, because ultimately that's necessary as well, that we all need to sort of put pressure higher up the chain,
because there's only so much individuals can do, you know, there's only so many people they can reach, you know, the shop front kind of people, so there's a whole
absolutely
levels to that.
And we're in our first year, we're very early in the journey, and I think there are probably things that we could do to make this even better, whether it's taking our own containers to the suppliers and bringing them back to minimize the packaging that way. That could be an option for us once we find put some systems in place, I guess.
Another point with the packaging of things. We've been to some similar stores around New Zealand who are organic stores or whatever, and they have things prepackaged, and they're thinking about maybe offering bulk options, but they're really concerned about freshness, and that's often the biggest reason that they cite for why things are packaged. But do you think that's a, you know, a legitimate concern or an argument for, you know, packaging everything?
For us, no, not at all. I haven't found that issue at all. But I guess we do have the benefit of having the cafe, so we are ordering products that we would go through quite quickly anyway. But, you know, everything goes into our own jars and things in the shop and sealed, and I don't know. Definitely not.
I think most things that we are selling as bulk products, rice and pulses, they last, they're not perishable. Nuts and seeds, muesli and granola and things, we're keeping them in sealable tubs and reusable tubs and glass jars, that they're perfectly fresh for a very extended period of time, so it's really not a problem.
You were saying something earlier about it kind of being an irrelevant conversation anyway.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's not sustainable to keep wrapping and purchasing everything in plastic. So, it's not a long-term solution. So,
found already that, like, from, you know, deciding to make the transition to package free and going into jars and things like that, doing the math, of course, and working out what we can supply to our clients, and working out that we can actually supply good organic items cheaper than the supermarket sometimes, because we're not paying for the packaging and we're not paying for all that the extras that get thrown away. They're just buying the ingredient, the portion that they want, and it definitely is very cost effective for them, as well as still profitable for us, but it's very good for the client as well.
That actually is a real benefit for the client, that we can provide organic groceries at a really affordable price, because that was the other thing that we were finding, is that the pre-packaged organic products were really expensive, and we wanted to make organic food affordable for people, and it really wasn't. We couldn't make that happen. But when we buy bulk, then we really can pass that saving on to the customer, which is fantastic, because that's really what we wanted to do, was prove that it is possible to eat organic food and it's not going to break the bank. But the pre-packaged stuff is really expensive.
We've found that this is the ongoing conversation that we have with a lot of people, that actually buying organics in bulk is cheaper than non-organic bulk stuff in the supermarkets. And lots of people don't believe it, because you're so used to the kind of idea that organics must be expensive. And yeah, it's really great to have businesses like yours that are making organics affordable, because ultimately, if we believe that that's the future, it should be accessible to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
I also think too, we're quite a remote area, I guess, in the Coromandel. We're quite, you know, as far as couriers go, any couriers to get everything in, quite a distance. If we can do it and it still works out cost effective, then bigger centres, there's no reason why bigger places couldn't do that. They don't have the transport costs that we have. If you can do it and you're remote, then you can do it anywhere in the country, you know.
I really get the sense that you like Inspire Wellness to be like a community, a space for the community to come and feel a part of something. And you know, you were talking about a couple of times already that you have open mic nights and you know, these all these sorts of things that feel like, you know, bringing things together, you know, and bringing the community together around these kind of principles, these wellness principles and stuff. It seems like
we've been opening it up and kind of offering it to people, and we quite often working in the cafe, I'll hear little conversations people have and I'm like, we've got a space here, like, you know, but that's what it's for. Like, that's why we created it, so that people can come and use it and have a meeting place, you know.
We put plug sockets, you know, extra plug sockets in, so people can come, plug their laptops in and stay and work and have conversations or meetings or just be in the space. That was really important to us.
Yeah. I guess we kind of built a model that we wanted to see when we went out places, and the food that we like to eat, the food that makes us feel good, spaces that make us feel good from places that we've visited, and you know, do you like to feel like you're in your own lounge kind of thing, like you can sit down and put your feet up on the couch and just read a book and no one's gonna move you on, you can just stay as long as you like, and yeah, that's quite nice. We have kind of do have people who come in, and whether they be locals or sometimes someone who's traveling through the area, and you know, they might come in and just, they might come every day and just sit there for hours and
find a sanctuary,
find a little corner and just eat some nice food and
do a yoga class
and then hang out for most of the day. It's nice, and you have really amazing conversations, you know. Obviously we get a lot of international travellers as well, so, and then you start to find out what people do, and then like, oh, that's interesting, and then you kind of, yeah, it's that global community as well, you know, it's quite cool.
I guess in that sense it's created a space where people are drawn to and attracted to, so that you're making connections with other people who are trying to create, you know, similar ideas or similar projects. So yeah, there's a great deal of sharing of ideas there, and meeting of people, meeting of minds, which is nice.
We haven't been open that long, but we've had some great stories from each part of the space that's come out so far, whether it's someone who had never done yoga before, who's had an injury or something in their life, and they'll come back to us and make a point of stopping us and saying, this is life-changing for me. You know, I've had a pain, the first pain-free day I've had for years. You know, that's so nice to hear that it's had an impact on someone like that. Or since I've started eating your food, then I feel better. Or thank you for providing this, and thank you, especially the packaging as well. You know, that's, as soon as we put that out on Facebook, to say, hey, look, we've pulled the shelves out. We're revolution time. We're going package free. We're doing it. Massive response.
People want this, don't they? They want the change, but it's just taking the initiative, I guess.
And I think the fact you're doing it actually also makes it feel more manageable for the consumer as well.
I hope so, yeah, that's the point, you know, to serve the community. That's why that's the purpose of the whole centre. So
watch this space.
yes, if you're ever up in Coromandel and want to come to Whangamataa, then you should definitely check out Inspire Wellness and stock up on all the things that you need.
Beautiful organic goods, and make sure you try some of their amazing plant-based food while you're there, and
like the cheesecakes too. The raw cheesecakes and the delicious fudge and the chocolate that you're making as well.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, but yeah, raw chocolates is something we're getting quite passionate about in the kitchen.
There's any left and I haven't eaten it.
Sometimes they make it to the cabinet, sometimes they don't even make it into the
sale. Make it as far as
still in the experimental kitchen tasting stage.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us. It's really been very beautiful to meet you, and we're so excited to find, you know, a centre, a store, a place like Inspire. It's very cool.
Thanks for coming and talking to us as well, because, like, you know, you always think you're doing the best you can, but then we learn all this stuff today from your talk that I was like, wow, we could also be doing that, all of that. All that. It was like, there's so many
two pages of ideas today from your talk. It was amazing. It was very inspiring.
Mutual admiration.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people came up to us at the end of the talk, like local people that we know from coming into the cafe, and they're like, hey, what have you guys thought about this and thought about that? So it really opened up that
generated ideas,
that brainstorming thing. And
cool.
I think hopefully we'll keep that rolling.
And
definitely.
Keep in touch.
You have to come back. And
see
how the community's doing.
Yes,
we surely will.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks.